Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Samach Zayin and Masechta Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the Machlekes regarding Yish Kaina, whether a Ganav acquires the object he stole through the owner's Yish if he gave up hope in recovering the object. Shinu Hashem, a change that designates a new name also affects a Kinyan. This may depend on whether Chayzer L'Biyasai, the change is reversible. Mayim Shu'uvin Paisel, a mikveh must consist of rainwater that was collected from the ground. However, if the rainwater was first collected in a utensil, it becomes shu'uven and is disqualified for use in a mikveh. The b'raisa's halacha of tzinur shechakuko ulubseiv kavu, paisel as a mikveh. If a block of wood was first hollowed out and fashioned into a pipe, which is a kli, and then attached to the ground, it is still considered kli, and the water flowing through it becomes mayim shu'uven and is disqualified for use in a mikveh. However, kavayul b'sev chakakoi in a place less a mikveh. If the block was first attached to the ground and then hollowed out into a pipe, it is still considered karka, and the water flowing through it does not become mayim shu'uvin and may be used in a mikveh. The source, possibly for both shinu koina and shinu ina koina, in the same pasuk of Beheshev esek zeh l'asher gazel. The previous mishnah's halacha of midas tashlume abba v'chamisha eina noheges ele b'shur b'seh b'lvad. A ganav pays 4 or 5 times the animal's value, only if he slaughtered or sold an ox or a sheep. But for all other animals, he pays only kefil because the pasuk repeats the word shar v'seh in the beginning and at the end.